Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, with every guru out there sharing their morning routine, have you ever noticed that nobody's ever dug deep into the evening routines of multimillionaires and billionaires? Or maybe we're just too terrified of the thought of Warren Buffett getting his groove on to some Barry White, you know? Maybe we don't want to know what the Oracle of Omaha is doing in the bedroom. Wouldn't want to picture him as the Oracle of Orgasms, would we? Oh my goodness, I can't believe I said that. Listen, hey, don't worry. Uncle Warren only likes to play bridge at night. So, you know, maybe eat some Dairy Queen. So just forget about what I said. Don't worry, get your head out of the gutter. But seriously, this is worth examining what the rich and the empire building superstars do at night. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. And don't worry, I'm not going to destroy all the beliefs we had about our morning routines. In fact, our nighttime routines of billionaires and millionaires is going to prove to you that what you're doing right now is exactly right. And I am going to share with you some cutting edge stuff that will allow you to achieve even more success. All right, we're going to reveal the nighttime routines of billionaires and millionaires. And it's really great stuff that you can do at home for free. You don't need a single dollar to invest in this stuff. It's absolutely amazing. The fundamentals of getting to sleep on time and priming your brain for an amazing morning. It's all within the palm of your hands, within the reach of your fingertips, and it really is all just about you controlling your time. So you're going to increase your odds of success, and this is going to be like the last evening routine guide you will ever need. So if you want to create that perfect morning, like I've always wanted to, you got to know it starts the night before, okay? Starts the night before with, you know, how you set up your bedroom and all that stuff. But I've talked about that in a past Early to Rise podcast. And I don't want to talk about that now. I don't want to talk about, hey, you know, you got to have your room at 68 degrees Fahrenheit and you got to have, you know, a night eye mask on at night and you have to have earplugs and all that stuff. Listen, you know that. I know that. We all know that. So we're going to dive deeper into what's going to make you more successful. Okay. Now, this is going to be a routine that you're going to be able to tailor to your goals, your dreams, and your personality. Okay. So if you want to go to bed at midnight, cool. You're still going to follow this stuff. You want to go to bed early like me, cool. You're still going to follow this stuff. Even if you want to go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're still going to follow this stuff. It's not about the time you go to bed. It's about what you do in order to get to bed on time. All right. It's like I always say, it's not about the hour that you get up. It's about what you do with the hours that you are up. Now, I've said that in my books, and Early to Rise Radio is brought to you by both of my books. First of all, Unstoppable, a Wall Street Journal bestseller, and you can get a free copy at beunstoppablebook.com. All right, beunstoppablebook.com to get your free copy of my book, Unstoppable. It's a Wall Street Journal bestseller, and most importantly, in there, it has the 90-day planner that so many of my clients are using to make millions, and I want you to make millions too. So even if you want to make 30 grand a month, this 90-day planner is going to be a game changer for you. So go to beunstoppablebook.com. Now, this podcast is also brought to you by my other book, The Perfect Day Formula, which has actually sold more copies than Unstoppable, but it took a lot longer to sell them. And you can get a free copy of that at freeperfectdaybook.com, and it shows you how to have your perfect morning routines, all right? So you can improve every area of life. And now, last thing before I go, listen, I've been doing over 100 episodes of this show, and I realized I don't have 100 five-star reviews. Now, we've had tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of downloads, and I'm like, oh my goodness, either my content is not good enough, and I know it is, or I'm just not asking you to make a review. So can you put this on pause? Go over to Apple, to the iTunes area, and give me a review and get me over 100. Get me to 250, because I was told nobody takes you seriously until we get to 250 reviews. So please head over and do that. That would be a game changer for me. Now let's dive into the content. It's going to be absolutely amazing. But first, a warning. Two warnings, actually. Two warning stories. We got to pick on Elon Musk, all right? He's working 120 hours a week. He might be getting 5 hours of sleep per night. He probably forgets things all the time. He's probably putting like hair gel on his toothbrush, and he is using like egg beater to, you know, shave his face. And it's just like, you know, like all the comedy because he's so tired. And that's why he's saying crazy things. And my goodness, would you want that guy building your rockets? I don't know. So you don't want to be like Elon Musk. Okay. I'm going to give you a little bit more warning about that in a moment, but I also don't want you to be like my client, Joel Marion. So Joel Marion has been a coaching client of mine since 2009. And when he was building his $100 million supplement company that you heard about, I think we did podcasts in the 90s where I had Joel come on and talk about the five deadly sins of mediocrity and how to overcome them. Well, Joel admits like he was living a bad lifestyle back then. Yeah, sure, he built a $100 million business, but he sacrificed so much. I mean, this guy would stay up for 3 days in a row. And I don't, oh, you stayed up for 3 days? No, he stayed up for 3 days in a row. It was like hackathon 3 to 5 times per year. And there's no way that that is not going to come back to haunt him. So I don't want you to live that lifestyle either, okay? He probably could have delegated a lot of stuff. They still would have made like, you know, $80 million instead of $100 million. And he, you know, he's probably going to say, oh, I wish I had that. I'd give that money for, you know, my health. But I mean, right now he's doing well, but I don't want you to get into that. You know, he's going to work till 4 o'clock in the morning sort of thing back in the day, like he did all the time. Today, he has a regular schedule, just like the billionaires that you're going to learn about in a second. But I remember a funny story that and I think I told this one in the past podcast, but, you know, I would stay at Joel's mansion in Florida. I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I'd go into the work area. He has this giant office and he'd see me come in, and that was his cue to go to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. And then I'd see him at about, you know, 9 or 10, sometimes earlier because he has to take his kids to school. So, you know, I don't want you to have that lifestyle, and it's not right because he would crash. He wasn't doing any of the things that you're going to learn about today. And so maybe he could have built a $120 million business if he had a different schedule. Now, of course, he's a machine, you're a machine, I'm a machine, but we all need to treat our machines properly. So let's take a look at some billionaires and the time that they sleep every night. So Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, is kind of like me. He gets 7 hours of sleep. He goes to bed at 9:30 and gets up at 4:30. Although I heard that he gets up earlier on Mondays, or he stays up later on Sunday night and does crazy early meetings. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. Bill Gates, co-founder of Microsoft, currently is doing midnight. He goes to bed at midnight, gets up at 7 a.m., which is, you know, probably about as traditional as you can get. Richard Branson does not sleep very much. He loves getting up with the sunlight, and he goes to bed at midnight. So he's a 12 to 5 or 12 to 6 kind of guy. And then Jack Dorsey out in San Francisco, he's pretty boring. He goes to bed at 10:30 and gets up at 5:30. So he co-founded Twitter, if you didn't know that. So, but we'll just talk a little bit about sleep. And so there's this guy, this Dr. Walker guy. I forget his first name. It's not Christopher Walken. It might be Christopher Walker, though. And he's been written up in magazines all over the place. And he was on Business Insider talking about, he's a literal doctor, a PhD or medical doctor about sleep. And he talks about how a single night of 4 to 5 hours of sleep can lower your body's natural killer T cell count, which is your immune system, by 70%. So when you sleep 4 to 5 hours, like let's say you go to a conference, right? You go to a conference, you got germs all over your hands, you're drinking, you're staying up late, you're in a room with 500 people, you come home, 8 out of 10 times you're sick, right? And it's probably one of the factors is that you're not getting enough sleep. So missing sleep, he says, puts your body on a crash course for chronic disease. So what disease is Elon Musk going to get? Is he going to get Alzheimer's, obesity, stroke, diabetes? Who knows? Those are some of the things. And in fact, this Dr. Walker says that even if you sleep for a week of 5 or 6 hours, you have signs of pre-diabetes. So your blood sugar is elevated, your insulin is elevated. So listen, get enough sleep using the stuff I've talked about in the past. But this show isn't about sleep. This is actually about nighttime success routines And we all know we have our morning success routines. You know, we get up, we do work, we do meditation, we've done our to-do list the night before, but we go and dominate. So by implementing the right habits in the first hours at the start of the day, you succeed. But also by implementing the right habits in the last few hours, you will supercharge your sleep and you'll get up and dominate. So let's go and take a look. We're going to actually talk about the 11 factors, okay? There are 11 really awesome habits that empire builders are using in order to be more successful, but also have less stress and sleep better. So the first one is from Ed Mylett. Ed Mylett is one of the 50 richest people in America, under 50, I believe. Very successful guy. He was on the podcast. You can go back and listen to that episode. I don't remember what episode it was. Maybe I'll go and check. But Ed Mylett, what he does is he does gratitude. And he does gratitude at night. One of the two things I'm going to share with you that he does at night, and actually is episode 57. So episode 57 of the podcast is with Ed Mylett. Make sure you go and check that out. Now, Ed does gratitude at night, whereas my friend Bedros does gratitude in the morning. So it doesn't really matter, but if you find yourself not being able to fall asleep, maybe you're a negative mindset, if you pick that up from Ed Mylett and give a shout out to Ed. Tell him I just mentioned him here on the podcast. If you pick that up and you add gratitude, maybe you're going to fall asleep better. I mean, but at the end of the day, I mean, I've often had clients say, oh, I don't know what to be grateful for. And I'm like, what do you mean? I mean, so far today, I've been grateful for the protein cookie that I had. I'm grateful for the amazing green smoothie I made. I'm very grateful for the dog walk I had with Daisy the dog. We went on a huge 40-minute walk. It was her biggest walk ever. I'm grateful for that. Grateful for the deadlifts that I did. I'm grateful for the t-shirt, the Man Up t-shirt I'm wearing. Grateful for the Instagram video I made. I'm grateful for getting this podcast. I mean, I'm just so grateful for all the little things in life. That's why I don't have fancy cars. And I do have a fancy apartment, but I don't have fancy cars. And I do love to travel because, oh man, I'm just so grateful. And I'm actually a relatively negative, skeptical person, but I am very grateful for all the little things in life that bring me joy. Maybe I'm just easy to please. I'm also grateful for the books I read. I'm going to talk to you about what I'm reading at the end of this podcast. So gratitude is one habit to add to your nighttime routine. Second habit of Ed Mylett is also shared by my client, Sharon Srivatsa. So Sharon is one of my 25K clients. He spent an entire day with me. And, you know, give a shout out to Sharon here. Tell him I mentioned him. He's been interviewed twice on the podcast. And so listen, with Sharon, he realized during our day together, and we were doing our day together at the Montage Hotel, beautiful, beautiful hotel. And we were doing our day together there. And Sharon and I going deep dive all day long. And he goes, man, Craig, I just realized as we go through this that I've gotten away from doing visualization at night. And it was like, man, because I was saying, how can we make your days better? What has worked for you in the past? He goes, well, I used to do visualization. My days were amazing. And I don't do that anymore. And so now he does visualization at night before he goes to sleep. And it's a very short visualization. I think he talks about it in the podcast episode 44 that Sharon and I did here on Early to Rise Radio, the 10X Immigrant Edge formula that he and I did down at Joe Polish's event recently. And so that's really great. He does visualization. Ed does visualization because both Ed and I and a few other people believe in a secret factor that allows your brain to do work overnight. I'm going to share that in a moment after I talk about a few other people here. But habit number two is visualization. Habit number three is goal setting. And so my man, Grant Cardone, I was just down at a Grant Cardone sales boot camp, and this guy's 62 years old. He has the energy of somebody half his age. He talked for 4 hours straight. I didn't see him take a sip of water. He then took a lunch and did Q&A at lunch and then came back and spoke for another 3 to 4 hours. Unbelievable. 62 years old. Didn't have his kids until 51. You know, his first kid at 51. Got married at 45. Man, he's just in great energy, great shape. He is just an awesome, awesome role model to me. I know you might not like him. You say, oh, he's got a bro attitude and I don't like how aggressive he is. And you know what? That's okay. You don't have to like him. You just have to learn from him. Okay? We don't have to like Trump and we don't have to like Obama. We don't have to like, you know, Pitbull. I don't know why I said Pitbull. You know, we don't have to like everybody in the world, but we do have to learn from them. We have to learn. We're going to learn from Mr. Worldwide Pitbull. We got to learn from Grant Cardone. We got to learn from Obama. We got to learn from President Trump. We have to learn from Hillary Clinton. We have to learn from Arianna Huffington. We have to learn from Sarah Blakely. We have to learn from her husband, Jesse Itzler, who calls Sarah Blakely the world's greatest entrepreneur. So we have to learn from everybody. We don't have to like them, though. Okay? We don't have to like anybody. We just have to learn. So anyways, Grant Cardone, one of the things that he does every single night is he looks at his goals, his massive, massive goals. Now, you might say, well, geez, should you really be looking at your massive goals right before bed? You might get too excited. I understand that. Maybe you should look at them an hour before bed. But when you look at them, it kicks into place this one secret that I'm going to tell you about in a moment that I have used, that Dan Kennedy has used, that even Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, has used. Okay, so look at your goals. Look at your goals. Ed Mylett, he does that as well. Okay, so Ed Mylett does that. Next thing, we need to write down a list, apparently, according to Ty Lopez, of your three biggest items for the next day. Three big items, okay? So that's what Ty Lopez does because that then allows him to dominate his mornings better. You've heard me talk about this. You've heard me talk about doing the priority to-do list every night. And when do you do your priority to-do list? You do that after your brain dump. So far our habits are give gratitude, visualize, look at our goals, write down our three big items, and then do a brain dump. And so my coaching client, Jason Capital, has long been using the brain dump. And I talk about the brain dump in both my books, but I really go deep about it in the BeUnstoppableBook.com book. And the brain dump is where you take all the thoughts running through your head and you write them down on paper. You empty your mind. You empty your mind. When you empty your mind, you can go to sleep better. So you should do this about more than an hour before bed. Again, it's like looking at your big goals and getting too excited. You don't want to do that right before bed. You want to maybe do that about an hour before bed. And then you do the three big items. Okay, so if you go, all right, listen, I've got 20 things to do tomorrow, but these are the three. And you take Ty Lopez's advice and you do the three big items. Whew, my goodness, you're good to go. Because when you do the brain dump, allowing the priority to-do list, you close any open loops. Now, my editor, Austin Gillis, is a very smart young man. And he wrote about this on our website. And he says, your brain is very similar to a computer. And like a computer, it has a million open tabs and programs whirring and buzzing in the background. If you're like that, it won't matter how hard you try to hit sleep. It doesn't matter if you take melatonin. It doesn't matter if you throw the eye mask on. If you got a million thoughts racing in your anxiety engine revving and your wheels spinning, you're not going to be able to fall asleep. You got to go close those loops. And you can start to close those loops with the brain dump, okay? So get that stuff out of your head. Get it down on paper. Empty your mind. Get your to-do list in place. And now you go, okay, listen, I'm going to get all that stuff solved in the morning. And then the cool thing is that your subconscious kicks in. Your subconscious kicks in. And when your subconscious kicks in, it does the work overnight. So let's go back through. So far, we have gratitude is one thing you have to do, or you can do. So these are habits of successful people. You choose. Remember, this is like choose your own adventure. You get to customize and tailor your thing. So you can do your gratitude. You can do your visualization. You can look at your big goals. You can do your brain dump. I should have mentioned that before. The fifth thing is doing the three big items with Ty Lopez. Then you make sure that you close any loops, and then you move on to getting your subconscious to work overnight. So you're telling your subconscious, very much again, your brain is a computer and it can run in the background while you sleep. So there's a very, very famous story that I don't know if it's true, but I was told by Dan Kennedy, and it goes like this. Dan Kennedy said that Napoleon Hill, when he was writing his book, Think and Grow Rich, he had a deadline to pick a title for a book. And I will tell you, coming up with a title for a book is very, very important. My friend Bedros Koulian nailed it with Man Up. I nailed it with The Perfect Day Formula. And I took 2 years to figure out the name of Unstoppable. I really didn't know what to call it. I was going to call it how to Overcome the Black Box of Anxiety. And Ryan Holiday said, dude, that sucks. So I'm like, oh, man. So I struggled. And I changed the book actually a lot. And then, so I'm reading Relentless by Tim Grover. And I looked at that cover so many times, and it says from good to great to unstoppable. And so I'm like, you know what? That word unstoppable is in Tim's subtitle. It's not in his, it's not his title of his book. So I'm going to call my book Unstoppable, because I'm going to teach you how to overcome anxiety, overcome entrepreneurial anxiety, and become unstoppable. That's where I got the idea for the name. It wasn't something that I said forever. It's not my motto, but it's since become my motto, and I like it. All right. So that's how I came up with Unstoppable. Now back to Napoleon Hill. So Napoleon Hill, he had like 5 hours to come up with a name for his book. And eventually he settled on Think and Grow Rich. But up until 5 hours before that deadline, you know what the title of his book was called? It's really bad. It's really bad. Guess. Come on. Throw out some ideas. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Okay. So anyways, it was called, according to Dan Kennedy legend, and Dan Kennedy's a marketing mentor of mine, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich was originally called Use Your Noodle to Get the Boodle. I can barely say it without laughing. Use Your Noodle to Get the Boodle. And so Napoleon Hill stresses out. He goes, you know, I'm just going to have a nap. I don't know why he thought he was going to have a nap. If this is even true, I don't know. But anyways, he goes and has a nap and he wakes up with Think and Grow Rich, which is a huge lesson, right? Like, don't be cutesy with the title of your gym or your book or your business. Don't be cutesy. Just be straight to the point. Think and grow rich. Great. So that was his subconscious mind doing the work while he slept. And Kennedy says, write down what your number one thing that you want your brain to work on. And I've done this so many times. I've done brain dumps and I planned out my writing. So the next morning I wake up and 1,500 words, 3,000 words pour out of me, just pour out of me. Like, as fast as I can type, the words come out of me. And the next thing you know, I've written 2,000 words in an hour. Who writes 2,000 words in an hour? And they're quality words. They're practically finishing an essay for Early to Rise or a book chapter for my next project. It's so simple when you do it right. So Jason Capital believes in it, and Jason Capital uses my brain dump. Ty Lopez is clearly using it. Ed Milet believes in the subconscious mind. Dan Kennedy. So listen, it is powerful. You just write something down and put it on a sticky note. Put it right beside the bed. And then, you know, use your nighttime routine to fall asleep and your brain will solve that problem and you'll wake up and you will dominate. So here's another thing that I do that helps me drift off to sleep. So I've done the brain dump. I'm gonna do another activity in a second before I go to sleep. I'll share with you that because I do want to talk about my 3-2-1 formula for going to sleep. But what I do is I lie there. I walk through my next day. So I guess I'm visualizing, but I'm walking through like minute by minute. And this is so boring that I usually fall asleep within 3 to 5 minutes of trying to do this. So I'll be like, okay, I'm going to wake up at 3:57 and then I'm going to walk across the room and I'm going to turn the phones off because I have two alarms. And then I'm going to go pee and then I'm going to chug some water so I can go pee again in like 10 minutes. And then I'm going to walk downstairs. And this is obviously me either drunk or tired. And I'm going to walk downstairs. And then when I get downstairs, oh man, I'm going to feel so guilty because my dog's in a cage. And I got to go let my dog out of the cage. But first, I'm going to drink more water, so I got to go pee. And then, so now, like, this is obviously putting you to sleep. It's putting me to sleep. And the next thing you know, I wake up, and it's time for me to go pee and then drink some more water so I can go pee again and let my dog outside so she can go pee. So I do this walkthrough while I'm lying in bed. And that's one of the things that allows me to fall asleep so fast, in addition to habit number 9, which is using the 10-3-2-1-0 formula for better sleep. So I've talked a lot about this, obviously, in my Perfect Day Formula book on Early to Rise. It's been featured in Russia on television, in Australia on television. It was recently featured on Lifehacker Australia, even though it's been on lifehacker.com, the regular one, on inc.com, all over the place, in the telegraph.co.uk, because people hate it and they get so angry when they read this formula, but it works because I tell people things they don't want to do. And they think like, oh, well, this is really boring. And I'm like, well, the whole point is to fall asleep so you can get up and dominate your day. This is not like the formula you use on your daughter's wedding night when you want to celebrate. You don't follow this, okay? This is for school nights. So the formula is simple. 10 hours before bed, stop drinking caffeine. Caffeine will keep you up if you toss and turn the most likely culprit is caffeine, because caffeine gets your mind going. Your mind is racing now, and it physically and physiologically stops you from falling asleep. Caffeine blocks adenosine receptors in your brain, and when you have that happen, it stimulates you. So you don't want that. So 3 hours before bed, you also have to stop drinking alcohol. And a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to stop drinking alcohol. I want to have a glass of wine before I go to bed. Helps me fall asleep. Helps you fall asleep. Doesn't help you have deep sleep. So you fall asleep, you get 8 hours sleep, and you're like, oh man, I'm still tired. I don't know why I'm still tired. It's because you had a glass of wine an hour before bed. 2 hours before bed, stop working. An hour before bed, turn off all screens. Some of these guys, like my friend Jason Capital, they're using these blue blockers and stuff. Okay, cool. Listen, there's a lot of things out there that can help you. Another one of my clients, this guy, Greg O'Gallagher from KinoBody, he sells these things. So if you want to use that, fine. You can use that, and then you can watch Netflix and you can read Kindles and all that type of stuff. But personally, what I do is I go and do habit number 10 here, which is I read a chapter of a fiction book or biography. Most of the time I'm reading history. Right now I'm reading The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. I'm also reading The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. Because when I read history, it's very interesting, but I don't have to use it for anything. If I tried to read a business book, I'd be like trying to take notes, and man, I'm just not a big fan of reading business books because it's so much work, right? And I don't want to be doing work at, 9 o'clock at night when I'm lying in bed. But I will also read stuff like, recently I've been reading not only The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer, but also The Untethered Soul. I've also been reading, I really loved reading Sapiens by Yuval Harari and Noah. I don't know his name, but that was a great book. That was a great book, really interesting, and always put me to sleep. So I was reading that. I've got some other books sitting around, but I've got Huckleberry Finn, but I'm not really interested in that book. Back when I was a teenager, I'd read Stephen King books. But the problem is when you read a Stephen King book, 2 hours go by and you're like, oh my God, I should have went to sleep an hour and 45 minutes ago. So reading history would just get me super tired. It's like a sleeping pill for me, and I go to bed. So that's what I read right before I fall asleep. And then the last habit that nobody's really talked about, but is really, really important, is that you must deliver yourself from temptation. Because you can do all these habits that I've mentioned, but if you are checking your email 10 minutes before bed, if you're texting people, if you are consuming caffeine, at 8 o'clock at night, if you're having a heavy, giant meal, like you go to Morton's or you go to Mastro's or you go to an amazing steakhouse. Like there's a couple of great steakhouses in Toronto. I go to Jacob's, I go to Blue Bloods, I go to STK that we got one now. Man, I can go there and eat a ribeye and have a glass of wine. I actually don't like wine. It makes me stuffy, but I might have a cocktail, and then I'll have a baked potato, and I'll have all the sides because I love sides. And then the next thing you know, like I'm having meat sweats at 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, more like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I don't sleep well, and I get up the next day, and I may have been in bed for 7 or 8 hours, but I'm not in the best mode, and my workout suffers. My work doesn't suffer, but my workout suffers. So you have to deliver yourself from temptation, which means, cutting yourself off from alcohol, caffeine, stimuli, email, electronics, all that stuff, drama, debating, arguing with people. You have to put that stuff in place. And everything that we talked about, the gratitude, the goal setting, the visualization, the brain dump, these things are all positive and allow your subconscious mind to work optimally overnight. So deliver yourself from temptation. Make sure that your room is not too hot and you have a comfortable bed and you have your eye mask and your earplugs if you need them. And the next thing you know, you're going to have a great night's sleep. Plus, it's going to be a productive night's sleep, not only physiologically for your body, but mentally for your subconscious, so that you get up the next day and dominate. So every morning is an opportunity to begin again more intelligently, but only if you dominate your nighttime routine and don't let your temptations get you the best of you. Okay. So those are some really, really cool habits. That was a fun podcast to do for you. I'm really excited for you to put these in place. And I would love, first of all, I'd love the 5-star review on iTunes. So just go, make sure you go to the American iTunes and give the 5-star review. That's where people are looking all the time. Also grab my books at beunstoppablebook.com and then freeperfectdaybook.com. And then please let me know how this helped. Instagram direct message at Real Craig Ballantyne. Email me at support@earlytorise.com. Let me know what you thought of today's show. Okay, there's some really cool stuff in here that you probably never heard before. I also want you to tag the influencers that we mentioned, Ed Milet, Jason Capital, Ty Lopez, Grant Cardone, Sharon Srivatsa, Bedros Koulian, all these great people. Some of them are my clients as well. And if you want to be like Joel and Bedros and Jason Capital and Sharon, who have hired me to go to the next level, here's what you need to do next. Go to perfectlifeworkshop.com and apply to work with me in my next coaching event. So I got coaching events all across North America. I got Toronto, Miami, LA. I'm going to the London in the UK. I don't know what's wrong with me. And I'm going to Frankfurt in Germany. All right. So I can't wait to meet you and help you build your business and structure your day, dominate your time, build your team, and have more vacations and make more money. All right. I want to make you unstoppable. So we'll see you soon, my friend. Put these habits in place today. And again, make sure you contact me and let me know how things go. Love you.